Hi, folks. Welcome to the next edition of Serverless Crack with myself, Dave Anderson, author and contributor at the Serverless Edge and now architect at GP.
Woohoo! Hi everyone, I'm Mark Rahan, author and contributor to Serverless Edge and architect at GP.
Michael O'Reilly, architect with GP and a contributor with Serverless Edge, just to mix it up a bit. There we go.
The inevitable has happened.
Yes.
So we thought we'd just off the back of Serverless Days Belfast, which was a great event. So we figured we'd kick off again by chatting about that. Serverless Days Belfast was on the 28th of February. We had a I was one of the I'm one of the organizers. It's a volunteer sort of community, not for profit event. So we had a bunch of sponsors being AWS, Bizarre Voice, EverQuote, GP, Instill, and Liberty. So that was super. And there's a couple of our organizers being myself, Gillian Armstrong, Gareth Gilmore, Peter Farrell, Julie Sherlock, and Tras Anderson. So we had a good group of organizers. So it was good fun. Like, we do it as a community, not for profit. And it's our second time. We had our first one in 2020. So we had 10 guests over, about 260 attendees from around 40 or 50 companies. And it was good crack. Great day out. And it was nice to kind of see everyone. And most exciting, we had it in the Game of Thrones Studios tour. So that was the location, which was kind of different. So it was good fun. Like, it was nice to see everyone again. It was a lot of work organizing, but we're pretty happy as an organizing team that it all went fairly well. Some feedback on a few things, which you always get, like, but people were pretty happy with the day. You were both there as I was on organizer duty. You were both there on sponsor duty.
Yeah.
What did you think of the day?
I'll do you first, Mike.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, as you were saying, it was an awesome day with like a lot packed into it, So obviously the location, I'd never been there before, so it was awesome. It added to just the excitement, the buzz, which was good. Thought the caliber of speakers was really high, really, really good. So so kudos to yourself, Dave, and the organizers, and obviously the speakers for coming along. So there was lots of awesome talks. Even as well, I thought, lots of good breaks in between and the tour itself. And what I liked about it was just, being able to, go and visit the other stands, but the meeting people, having those side conversations, getting people's, talking to other engineers from other companies under different contexts and understand where they're at, So I thought there was a lot of good time for that, even though it was a one day type thing. You can, the way you normally 4 or 5 day events, you would get a lot of that, and you wouldn't really get that in the one day. So I thought that was a really good kind of dimension to it as well. I don't know, Mark, in general, what you thought.
No, it was superb. Really, really well organized, great venue. Like you said, the speakers were tremendous, and those side conversations, there was space for that to happen. Right? It wasn't that boom, 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 talk after talk. There was lots of great. There's side conversations and I think
Serverless
yeah,
espresso.
Serverless Express was there as well, which is great to see in action, right? We've done some of the workshops and we've read about it. They're even saying it in action was really good. I think the theme around the day was around the reality of building teams and building organizations, delivering serverless, and you could see the maturity of the conversations has been elevated over the last number of years, right? So it's really you're much more into the building bigger systems, the socio-technical aspects, the good practices, best practices for doing this in organizations and using service to change your ways of working and your culture. So you can see a lot of that coming through. And you can see the even from the some of the talks on what a junior person's sort of view of service is. And that's got a lot better. That journey is a lot easier than it was 4 or 5 years ago. So I think there was a lot for a lot of different contexts and a lot of different personas to get out of the day. So yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think it was brilliant. I think it's you could see it's now it's not a fad. So, it's not a passing thing. This way of operating, this way of thinking, this way of delivering value rapidly, and a well-architected serverless-first way is definitely here to stay. And I think the penny's dropping with a lot of organizations that this is the way to deliver value quickly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the theme was the kind of the reality and fantasy of serverless, building serverless teams and making it real. And Phil Lebrun, who's the director of the enterprise strategy team for AWS, he was over, so I mean he's pretty senior, and he speaks to a lot of C levels. That's their job, basically, speak to the C-suite about the cloud. So I thought it was a really nice opportunity to have him to kind of help launch the event and just, give all us a perspective of like what does he see speaking to the leaders of industry like. And he was great. He says like he came in, he says basically there's only like 5 to 10% of workloads are in the cloud. And of those workloads, there's only a minority of those are serverless. So he pretty much says, you people in this room, you're the tip of the spear. And this is the way things are going. So it's embrace it and keep pushing. So it was a really good message. And again, he was there as himself, not really, it wasn't an AWS event. So he was just being honest. And I've known him for a few years, like, so he wouldn't say it if he didn't mean it. So it was kind of, it was nice to hear his sort of expert analysis on what's happening.
That was good.
Yeah, I thought even the commentary around, because I thought that was a really surprising number. I'd never come across that before, believe it or not. But I even thought the executives and leaders in organizations having enough understanding of technology in order to make those decisions as well. There's some really good insights there too, which was, it just added a different dimension. I suppose a lot of that's what we get into in the book, which is good too. Hard to think in those ways.
I think it was really nice that IT Revolutions were very, very good and very generous sort of sponsors. That's sort of the secondary sponsor of providing the books. So all the attendees got a copy of the book. So I think that's was interesting, a bit surreal for us as the authors, and we got a couple of shout outs and stuff, which was really great to see. And I think getting that many attendees, going to read the book, local people. I think in some of our calls during the week, people have been holding it up on some of our calls, and so it's great, right, that it's going to resonate. So it'll be interesting to see how that percolates through organizations as well, and they start to really grasp the flywheel effect for their own organizations and for themselves. So that'll be good to see.
Yeah, it was very, very generous of IT Revolution. And just so people know, that wasn't planned. I had mentioned IT Revolution during one of our sync calls that we were running this event, and they were like, "Do you want some books?" I was like, "No, don't worry about it." They're like, "No, take a bunch of books." And then they were like 250 then. So that was super generous and not planned in, like, so it was a nice touch.
And even seeing, I think it was quoted in three or four of the different talks, nothing that we had done to prompt them to do it, but Julian had it in his, I think Shane had it in his, and I'm not sure who else had it in theirs, but it was the book was flashed up, you should read this book. So that was a very, very nice, very humbling to see, these leaders sort of referencing the stuff that we've done.
And again, it's a community technology event, so no one says anything, they don't have to. Some of the talks are brilliant. I mean, Julian Wood gave the keynote about his, and even though he works for AWS as a serverless developer advocate, he gave his opinion of how he sees industry. So that was interesting. But I thought that paired really nicely with Matty Wilson from Instill, who gave a brilliant talk about just a really good engineering team going through that journey of like having a cloud application to service application. He was That was a brilliant talk. But both I thought those both two of those talks kicked the day off really well.
Yeah, I thought particularly Matt Wilson, what I enjoyed about that was, Mark, you made the point earlier that it's almost like, it's not a fad. It feels like serverless is over the hype cycle, and you could see a team that was just, they were seeing it as an option, as a choice, and looking at it in terms of the problems they were having, and they were going after it, and they were saying, okay, yeah, no, let's do it. And then he took us through that journey, and was it his stroll approach through it, which I thought was really good. So I really enjoyed that one. I thought that was a really strong talk.
Do you know what I picked up? You know what I picked up from? Sorry, you know what I picked up from him? It's the fact that because they were building a serverless application, a lot of stuff they didn't have to do. They could focus on the higher level stuff, like talk about their decisions and their testing and stuff. So that was kind of interesting.
I was seeing lots of, even if they didn't call it out, but well-architected thinking in a lot of what these organizations are starting to do now. They're because they're not worried about the servers and the capacity, they are being much more well-architected in their approach, right?
Can lift up.
And he was great at them. And I loved him in particular, the fact that he came with some empirical data where he sort of surveyed his team about what they thought and would they go back and what if you're starting again. So that was really, really nice to see. We all love a bit of data, right? So it's great to see
Sure.
some survey data.
I'm sure he was popular surveying his team. He's probably doing their heads in. And then Shane Brasalis from Lego, as ever, gave an absolutely brilliant talk about the journey in Lego going serverless, the EDA and the team topologies of an event-driven organization. So, I mean, Shane's brilliant. He's an absolute master. He's class.
I think it was good to get different perspectives as well. I know Jonah did a talk more on the .NET stack, and then Conal and Roger did a talk around their move to Google sort of tech stack. But a lot of the same principles and a lot of the same ways of working and thinking were present in all of those talks, whether it was AWS, Google, or Azure in this case, right? Which was good to see.
Yeah.
At lunch time we had.
Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just gonna, sort of add to what Marcus said, because even what I liked about the talks is, we would kind of be focused on traditional, like lots of enterprisey type work, in terms of our experience and our backgrounds. And you see people from different kind of contexts, different industry, sort of apply, serverless to their problems. And I thought that was really insightful. There was a few talks in there, as well, with Mark Allen Co. But I also like with Craig McCarter, so he's talking about like huge scale on serverless. And what I took comfort from that is, yeah, okay, there's a team that's doing something very financially significant at massive scale, and they're like pushing those limits, and you're seeing the scales they're actually getting to, and removing the myths around scaling and serverless. I was like, it's there you go. There's teams that are doing really large, enterprise-y massive workloads on this. And I was like, Craig's an absolute rock star,
Yeah, they're saying that
I
now.
really
The
enjoyed that one.
most critical of business critical workloads are now being run through serverless in a way that
Yes.
maybe 5, 6 years ago people would have been very hesitant to do so.
Because I was thinking, even if there's one story that's going to smash enterprise myths around serverless, it's that one. Do you know? So I thought that
Yeah.
was awesome.
It's great. I remember the start of that project, and it was not a low risk project. It was a very ambitious project. So it was a great talk by Craig McCarter. And then I really enjoyed Anna Carlin and Emma Patton from Affleck. I mean, they called it the rookie journey of discovery and learning. So they came in as grads and basically built a serverless system. So they were brilliant, like, and I thought they were really good. And then Chintan Parmar as well from Dunelm told and the Dunelm story is really interesting, the e-commerce site, because that's a it's quite an unknown story. And the thing I liked about Chintan is he was really keen to get that story out there, because done some brilliant work through lockdown, etc. But they hadn't got a chance to share the story, so that was one of the first times that that story was shared. So that was Dunelm, who most people had no idea that they had a whole big serverless e-commerce site.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's those type of stories really show how far and wide the serverless way of working and service approach is starting to permeate, right? It's Dunelm, you wouldn't have thought of that being a very advanced technical organization, but Chintan just really nailed it, right? Look at
Yeah.
what's possible in your organization.
And then they close out Ben Ellerby from Ilios closed out with his serverless staircase framework that he's kind of pulling together. So like I've been a fan of Ben for many years. He's a an AWS hero. Like he's just brilliant, like, and very, very experienced, and he's working a lot of serverless projects. So that's what his company do effectively. So he's lots of war stories from doing this and with real customers.
Yeah, that was good about how those collaborative facilitated practices, how do you bring teams and organizations on that journey? And I think that's going to be a lot of organizations are going to need to think about that aspect and as they start to adopt cloud and serverless.
And then, I mean, I suppose like in that was all talks. Then in the middle of the day, we brought everyone through a tour of the Game of Thrones studio. So we'll not give away any of the reveals or surprises, but there was about an hour and a half or 2 hours people to go through the tour and see all. These are the actual sets for Game of Thrones. These were a lot of scenes were actually filmed, so a lot of the different, a lot of the props and scenes are still there because this was the actual filming location. That blew people's minds because it's still a brand new facility, so many people hadn't been through it. So there was loads of characters from Game of Thrones. But what was nice about that, it gave people space and time to walk around and chat to each other. It was almost like an open space. So it was nice for people to kind of get a day out and decompress and meet people they haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, it was great, and we were on the GP stand as well. And people were just coming in chatting about what GP was doing, but also the book and just our own experiences. And you could see the maturity in the people who were coming to the chapters. They were not chatting about do we getting started stuff. And some of them were, but a lot of them were like, hey, we tried this, we've done this, we had great success in this approach, and again more into the organizational dynamics and the socio-technical stuff that comes along with this as you start to transform. So really, really great conversations, and even just like you said, it was very much like a open space in the skies, right? There was space for side conversations, and people were able to talk about interesting topics and things that were pertinent to them. So it was very good.
Yeah, and I've started back on season one of Game of Thrones, so I'm on to episode three right now,
There you
so
go,
there
success.
we go.
So that was good fun. Like, so, I mean, I think. For me, it was good impact from the day. I definitely felt that there was great representation from lots of companies, and it shows the strength of the local community and just these cutting edge practices about, building valuable applications and not just fiddling about with low level stuff. So it was great to see the journey lots of people are on.
Yeah, I think you can see even from 1 or 2 years ago, I think when we last ran it until now, there's momentum now, right? There's companies are embracing this, and it's just going to go from strength to strength. And as more and more organizations adopt the service first sort of mindset and approach, I think it's like Phil said at the start of the day, we're at the tip of the spear here, but I think it's going to evolve rapidly. And I think what we've seen is there's lots of good expertise now being built in the community, and lots of and that like one of the intents here was to get them to enable and empower each other and talk about their journey so that they could help each other out. That I think that goal was definitely achieved for the day, right?
I just want to get people talking because I mean, you've lots of engineers, but we're working for lots of different companies. But at the t same time, we're trying to do the same stuff. So why not help each other out? Like it's not a competition,
Yeah, and
So
lots
that's a
of
crack. Oh, go ahead.
I was just want to add that, and lots of good topics surfacing and emerging for those community events, like so the next meetups and talks and stuff like that. So yeah, sorry.
That's a good point. There will be more meetups and stuff to come. Like so. Keep your eyes peeled. But that's a crack. I mean, have a wee look at serverlessdaysbelfast.com if you want to see the agenda and stuff. And I think those videos of the talks will be out over the next few weeks. Also lots of nice tie-ins to the serverlessedge.com and the stuff we're doing around the blog and serverlessedge at serverlessedge on Twitter. So have a look and subscribe to the channel. Thanks very much.
Thank you,
Thanks.
Rob.
Bye.